Good evening, folks, and welcome to the 11th week of high school football and the second week of the postseason. I'm Clark Ramsey, your play-by-play for tonight's contest, as the Reese Rockets travel over to Harbor Beach to take on the Pirates in this district final matchup. Alongside me, as always, is the one and only Ron Lehrman. Good evening.
Good evening, Clark, and welcome to our city. I don't think we left. We must have camped over the week because we're back in this venue, which is Harbor Beach. And if you're within the 10-mile limit of my voice, you haven't made it here yet, folks, you got time. Get here. Nice, crispy, clear evening to enjoy probably an excellent football game, Clark.
We are expecting a great one. Would you like to say hello out there, Ron?
Yes, I want to say a special hello out there to Lyle Morley. He's fell a couple times last week, and he usually is at every Pirate contest along with his granddaughter and son-in-law, and we want to wish him a speedy recovery, and we also want to say hello from the senior group down there below the hill, the over-the-hill gang, so to speak.
Under the hill and over the hill at the same time. It's
That's
impressive.
Right.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break. You're tuned to WLEW 102.1. We are about 39 minutes away from kickoff. You're tuned to WLEW.
The holidays come with such anticipation. Most people have to wait until Christmas to unwrap their presents, but Thumb Cellular is letting you peek early. Announcing Thumb Cellular's Holiday Preview. That's right. Stop into any Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, or Sandusky on Wednesday, November 9th or Thursday, November 10th between 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. and you'll get a sneak peek at Thumb Cellular's new phones for the holiday season and all Thumb Cellular's new Christmas offers. But that's not all. You'll also get exclusive preview bonuses and refreshments. In other words, stop in during this holiday preview and you'll get the best pricing and special for the entire 2011 Christmas season. That's Wednesday and Thursday, November 9th and 10th from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. at all offices of Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, or Sandusky for this exclusive holiday sneak peek preview. And it's only from your locally owned cellular provider, Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
Attention farmers, Farm Bureau Insurance. Their business is to keep you in business. Casey Yon, your Michigan Farm Bureau insurance agent in Harbor Beach and Ubley, works every day helping local farmers with the best multi-peril crop insurance coverage available. Casey can help you plan the best risk management program there is. He is a crop insurance specialist, and that's good to know. You can trust Casey and Michigan Farm Bureau Insurance to ensure your farm's future with multi-peril crop insurance. Call Casey Yon today in Harbor Beach at 989-479-3288 or in Ubley at 989-658-8538.
Hi, this is Casey Yon, your Farm Bureau insurance agent in Harbor Beach and Ubley. Your property is probably one of the largest, if not the largest investment you'll ever make. We offer competitive rates on dwellings, barns, farm equipment, and crop insurance. Call me in Harbor Beach at 479-3288 or in Ubley at 658-8538 for a quote today.
When it comes to braces, trust your smile to a professional, qualified orthodontist, Dr. Larry Eggison in Bad Axe. Dr. Larry Eggison has 3 years postgraduate study, which is required to qualify as an orthodontist. Proper orthodontic treatment can't focus on dental displacement or deal with the control and modification of the jawbone. In most cases, crooked teeth and improper bites involve procedures that can only be performed by an orthodontist. Contact Dr. Larry Eggison for a free consultation at 118 North Hanselman Street in Bad Axe. Across from the post office or call 989-269-6811. Dr. Larry Eggison, supporting local sports and the future of Thumb Area youth.
Good evening, folks. We are here in Harbor Beach. Reese at Harbor Beach in a Division 7 matchup. Should be a good one, folks. And we are excited for this one. Last week was the first week of football playoffs, and we saw a number of area teams in the postseason. In Division 8 football, Kingston lost to New Lothrop 54-6, and Ubley defeated Aganon Minden Lutheran Seminary 22-15. One of Ubley's big running backs, number 5, Jason Kaufman, actually went down with a leg injury. But Nick Sweeney picked up the pace, who hasn't seen a part of the Bearcat offense since the beginning of the year, he stepped up and ran for 155 yards on 23 carries. It was 22-8 at the time, and that's all it took for Ubley to take down the Saginaw MLS with the final 22-15. Ubley now moves on to play New Lothrop, a perennial powerhouse, in the district final game tonight in New Lothrop. The last time these two teams met was back in 2004 in districts, beating them 42-7, and the year prior in 2003 in regionals, the Bearcats also coming out victorious 52-22. The best of luck to the Bearcats.
Well, I think the Bearcats have a chance against them tonight. However, I think they need to have all hands on deck against New Lothrop, and I haven't heard if Kaufman is out for this game or he's able to play, but I know they had a couple of fellas that stepped in offensively and defensively, and they're going to need that same type of teamwork to pull off a win against New Lothrop tonight, which I think they can.
I agree. Ubley has a lot of different aspects of their offense between Jimmy Shaw, who's actually the running back who gets a lot of the scores. Jason Kaufman, though, he's a big running back. They actually pulled him off the line from last year as a tight end, put him in the backfield. And he was a lot of their, when Jimmy Shaw was getting shut down, they'd hand it off to Jason Kaufman to take around the outside and get the offense rolling again.
Well, he's a hard runner, and we saw him against Harbor Beach and against Bad Axe. And, of course, Jimmy Shaw had a field day against Bad Axe, and as they were able to run that trap. But you also have to take a look at defensively. Ubley and has a knack of coming up with some defensive schemes, and they're going to have to come up one with New Lothrop tonight.
I agree as well, and I'm actually taking the Bearcats in this one. How about you?
I'm taking the Bearcat as well.
All right, I have to support the local teams as well as a fellow orange and black team out there. Traveling all the way over to New Lothrop, if you get to Saginaw, continue on some more, and then you finally get to New Lothrop. So you actually, our friends at Thumb Tailgate are covering that one. But the game we're covering tonight is Reese at Harbor Beach Division 7 playoffs. You're tuned to WLAW. It's time to take a quick break as Harbor Beach is coming out of the field right now. Reese is stretching it out already. And you are tuned to WLAW. It's time to take a quick break. We're going to get caught up on all of your news and weather following this brief message from our sponsors. Keep it locked on 102.1 FM.
Get into the hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in BedEx. Look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton Parker and 10-point along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. See Chad Hileski or Mike Brown for bow and arrow or crossbow sales and service. Stay warm and dry at a handmade cedar blind in both archery and gun sizes. Randy's has over 4,000 new rifle, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Over 54 varieties of 12-gauge slugs to choose from, along with every 16, 20, and 410 slug and buckshot combination. Pick up a flyer with super gun specials, like the Heritage Rough Rider 22 caliber long rifle revolver, only $119.99. Randy's can drill and tap your slug gun, mount and bore sight scopes, and custom sighting services available. Over 4 million rounds of ammo in stock from 22 short to 50 caliber. Everything for hunting, from binoculars, slings, and calls to food plot seed. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of BedEx. Call 989-269-GUNS. That's 269-GUNS.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. Leading the news this hour, a woman who accused Herman Cain of sexual harassment back in 1999 says she won't give details of that accusation or go public with details. So is this story over? CNN's Lisa Desjardins reports.
Is this over? Probably not. Other potential accusers still exist, and there's a hovering question of the details. Herman Cain denies all of the accusations, but we still don't know what the accusations were exactly.
Deliberations are underway in Los Angeles in the case of Conrad Murray, the doctor to Michael Jackson, who faces involuntary manslaughter charges and Jackson's death. CNN's Ted Rowland sets the scene inside and outside the courtroom.
Outside the courthouse, the regulars are all here, fan-wise and media-wise. Inside the courthouse, people are inside the courtroom. It is open during deliberations, just waiting word.
The Greek parliament's nearing a vote on the deal engineered by the European Union to